a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I was just chatting about a creative little endeavour that I attempted for the Halloween bake-off today that's happening. In work, you know, people like to be like, hey, let's have fun. And me and you are always like, why? Why do you want to have fun? We don't have time for that.
Absolutely not.
And, you know, when people get up early, nah, not interested. But this time I thought, I'm going to get around it. I'm going to get my bake on.
Okay.
And then I thought, I'm not that good. So how about I do something that I'm really good at, spinach cob loaf.
Yep.
Right? And then I thought, I'll know what I'll do. I'll make it into a spider. I just kind of showed you the layout. You're not impressed.
I love the fact that you didn't think you cooking was scary enough for Halloween. Just put a made by Loggy sticker on the front of it, or like a little sign that says Loggy cooked this, and people were like, ah!
Yeah, all right. Anyway, I've gone with a big cob loaf for the body. I'm going to cut that out, put the spinach dip inside. I've got a roll, smaller roll for the head, and some Cadbury fingers, which are like the sticks, chocolate sticks.
Stubby little stick biscuits.
Well, mate, it's not to scale, all right?
You've got a huge cob loaf torso. This spider's never going to be able to move.
Okay.
It's like a turtle.
Anyway, Kerry from Armstrong Creek's given us a call. Kerry, you might have some help for me.
Yeah, so I'm with Tom. I don't think chocolate goes with dip. But
okay.
I was thinking, why not use like celery sticks or carrot sticks for legs?
Well, that would brilliant. Be
yes.
Wouldn't it?
Genius.
See, I was just thinking, you know, like the hairy, like the little, they're like, you know, the little dark legs.
Do you know what's happened here?
Yeah, I know, but chocolate and dip, like that spinach dip, wouldn't go together.
No,
it does
not
at 3
at all,
a.m.
Carrot.
When there's nothing else in the house.
Like. No, look. Okay, so is this what it is? Because to me, it seems like what's happened here is what always happens, whereas you've come up with the idea, but you've had no one, like Kerry and I weren't here to polish the turd for you and turn it into something good.
Don't say turd around my cob loaf.
I think it screams turd itself.
Okay,
yeah.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
It is Halloween today.
Mm-hmm.
What day is it today?
Happy Halloween.
Yes. You are getting so good at saying that word.
Thank you.
Good on you. Everybody has freaky stuff that happens to them. We'd love to hear, you know, just in the spirit of Halloween, what was something that freaked you out?
Yeah, we love this type of stuff. There's nothing better than hearing a freaky story.
No, it doesn't need to be exactly at Halloween. At any time,
oh, no.
Yeah.
Any region happened to you, just something that's a bit freaky.
Mm.
So I had a few months ago, I was lying in bed. India had woken up.
Yeah.
And so I was resettling her and I must have drifted off to sleep. So I was lying on her bed and she was next to me and I could feel her against my shoulder, like snuggled up on my shoulder. But then I could feel something also step across my torso, like four-legged sort of... Almost
Ruby
size,
Ruby,
but
yeah,
Ruby,
yeah, yeah.
Like Ruby, this is when we were living at Mum's, so probably 6 months ago now. Ruby couldn't get upstairs, so there was no way it was Ruby, not only upstairs but on the bed. So something, and I could feel it, but I couldn't move.
Was it Lily maybe, your previous little chihuahua girl?
Lily.
Maybe she was coming to say hello.
I have a little cuddle.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, something certain, like I could feel the steps across, and I couldn't,
man.
And I was frozen, had that sort of night. What is it? Sleep paralysis.
Yeah.
And so, and I like, and then I sort of woke up and I could move again and I told Mum and she saged the crap out of
me.
It was a little rat just coming to gnaw on your nose or something.
No.
Freaky.
I love that stuff. Let's go to Kim from Grovedale. What freaky story have you got for us, Kim? And firstly, happy Halloween.
Oh, thank you. You too. No, what happened to me was about 10 years ago, I was driving past the cemetery, I think it was Eastern Cemetery, with my mother and my four-year-old daughter at the time. And my daughter didn't know what a cemetery was, being so young, and she pointed over to the cemetery and she goes to me, she goes, Mum, look at all the kids playing over there. And it was towards the cemetery, and my mum turned to me and goes, that's the children's part of the cemetery.
Oh, my God. I've got goosebumps up and down my body, Kim.
And we just all, like, my mum and I just looked at each other and just went, oh, my God. We were like, same. We didn't know. But she wasn't fazed by it. Like, she was really sort of, it was just a normal thing. Like, she sort of just pointed and says, you know, look at all the kids. Like, it was like they were happy, like, playing. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. We just got goosebumps and didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It happens with kids, doesn't it, where they can, because they're very attuned to that sort of stuff. I remember, my mum always tells the story of the first house we lived in, they renovated. So I would have been maybe 0 to 3, and I used to talk about the lady that would be in my room, like a lady that would stand in the corner of my room.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like an old lady that would just come visit me. And I would never be afraid of her.
Oh, Kim, that's an amazing story.
Right. So, and you've never been past sort of Garden Street in East Geelong since, have you?
No.
I don't blame you.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. Guess the year.
Hey, all right. It is time for Geelong Surf Coast and the Bellarine's favourite Tuesday-based game. Talk about Guess the Year.
It is indeed, and that's a great explanation. Better than what Lingy gave last week.
Oh, so you put it on him. That surprises me.
No, of course. Straight away. Just dumped it on me, and let's say I didn't perform well.
Not true. Gave him 2 hours' notice. Anyway,
so, Tommy, please go.
All right, we're going to play little bits of songs and cast our minds back through the mist of time. Try and remember where we were, what we were doing, what emotional trauma we were enduring when we first heard that song. It gives us a fair indication as to the year it was released. We then write that year down on a piece of paper. It's closest to without going over in the traditional Price is Right fashion.
Love you, Larry.
Best of three arrangement.
Perfect.
And that's how it's
that's
done.
How
I think we're ready to play, guys.
That's how you do it.
I do feel like I get lost halfway through that one, but it's fine. We get there in the end. All right, I think everybody's ready to play. If you're playing at home, or especially if you're in the car, 10 and 2, guys, don't ride it on anything. Just keep it up here. We trust you. Here we go. Question number one.
Don't treat women that bad.
I must be on the soundtrack of Con Air. That's her Nicolas Cage Con Air quote.
Don't treat women like that.
Sure, okay.
I'd be more annoyed if it wasn't quite accurate. It's actually a very good Nicolas Cage.
Thank you.
No one tell Loggy. Okay.
I've got it, and it's on the money.
Who sings it?
It's
Leanne Rimes.
Oh.
No, it's not. No. It's the other blonde one.
So good.
It's the other. I can't Google it. It's the other blonde one.
Now I'm thinking about Coyote Ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, different. Yeah.
Sorry.
Different.
My bad.
I think I've gone too early, but I'm not changing.
Oh, do you know what? I'm going to be honest. I've got no idea.
Okay.
So here we go. 3, 2, 1.
1996.
Nine.
Oh,
all right.
Wow.
I'm a Bradbury. This one. Here we go.
The year was 1998.
Oh, good on you, mate. Well done.
Right.
That's 1 point. So it must have been around the time.
You could have gone with the...
You got to do that.
Why didn't you put the bunny back in the box? That was better from Con Air.
Okay, Forrest Gump.
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Voice Coach.
It did sound a little bit like one day you just started running. Okay, here we go. Question number two.
Oh, I love this song. We never hear it.
We don't actually play this one, so shut your mouth.
We play the B-side.
I do like this.
Okay, you know what I remember? I remember around this time I thought it was a good idea to cut my hair really short.
Oh, okay.
Like pixie cut.
That's an indication.
And I was
of
at the
era.
Hairdressers, and they started cutting underneath, and they said, oh, this length? And I said, no, longer. And they were like, okay, well...
too late. About that.
Yeah.
All right, I've written something down. Are we ready?
Yes.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
1999.
We've both gone 9, you went 5. You might win this.
The year was... 1998.
Oh,
yeah.
So we've had two 1998s in a row.
Yeah, but this could be a mess with our head type formula.
Let's go with another one, because it'd be such like Dan on the Pots and Pans to do a 1998 themed Guess the Year on Halloween.
Yeah.
No correlation. No. Sorry. No relevance.
It's the first time it came to Australia.
Just pick a number. Yeah. Here we go. Okay, question number three. This is for fun. It's Leona Lewis. So,
thank you.
I reckon that's not 1998 because she came out a little bit later.
When did she come in?
Well, I've written something down. I don't know about you guys.
I have.
No.
Okay, I'm going to go with it.
3, 2, 1. 2008. Okay.
You
95.
Said whatever, Tom. No, I said.
95.
I said 98.
You said 2005, and I said. Oh, you said 98.
Yeah.
You said 2005. I said 2008. Let's see.
The year was 2008.
Oh, see. Oh,
well done, Tommy.
I knew that one, but you would take the win.
He just had to give himself one.
He just wanted one.
Yeah, a little pump up, give it through. Till next Tuesday.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Now, it is Halloween. Halloween.
No, you were doing it right.
Halloween. And everyone getting dressed up, getting to the thick of it, which is a lot of fun. Yeah. But sometimes you might have costume fails. I mean, maybe you're a parent that brought the wrong costume. Maybe, you know, you've done something and the costume wasn't the size you expected and maybe you tried to fit into it and that's all fine too. But my friend went as Sandy from Grease. In the full leather look.
Yeah. The end of the movie,
of Grease,
Sandy.
You know, tell me about it, stud. She went, didn't realise, and this was back in the day when we were using cameras with flashes,
yep.
That every time someone flashed for the photo, she flashed them because her pants went see-through.
Mm.
Bit of a costume fail.
That is so unlucky, by the way.
Bit of a costume fail, that one.
Oh, so good. Hey, when you were telling that story, it quickly reminded me of, it's not quite the same. This wasn't a costume party. Remember how Maddie Scarlett, my former teammate, was famous for dressing up on Mad Mondays?
Yes.
Really committed to it.
Yeah.
So the year that, so this was 2009, the year that we won the premiership, Mad Monday, he dressed as, I think it was Kevin Bartlett. So he had long hair, but he like bald shaved like the front, like almost skullet style.
Yeah.
End of career Kevin Bartlett.
Yes.
When he had like the thing coming out the back and just
the Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super bald. It was hilarious. Old Richmond jumper. Funny. Until 2 days later, we have to get the official premiership team photo.
And he could have just worn a little skull cap, but instead he committed and shaved the whole thing.
Totally shaved it.
Oh my God.
And if you look closely, if you ever get to see the official Geelong Cats premiership photos from 2007 and 2009, I think it only went to players and coaches and certain staff, but it's our official ones. The Matthew Scarlett in 07 and the Matthew Scarlett in 09 are identical because they had to Photoshop the 07 Scarlett into the 09 one because his costume, Kevin Bartlett, was so gross.
Amazing. That's incredible.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Carla and I had our 6-year wedding anniversary on the weekend.
Bless.
Congratulations.
Lingy, do you want to sort of repeat what you said off air?
That was, this seems harsh, but I simply said that's because Tom and Carly got organised and actually set a date.
And yeah, and then you looked at me
got
like
a wedding plan.
Followed through and got married. To be fair.
Hey, it's our 2-year engagement. It was our 2-year engagement anniversary last week.
Oh, well, sort of congratulations.
Yeah. Thanks. I don't know. When does it...
When
does it stop being a good thing that you're having engagement anniversaries?
Hey, come on now.
To be fair, also, how long have you been married? 10 years?
2015.
Eight years.
Yeah, coming up 8 years.
So I'm 6, you're 8, and when we got married, it didn't cost $450 a head.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
true.
Exactly. Now it's like.
Yeah. I know, it is. It's a different world. It is a different world. So look,
it's ridiculous.
You know, credit where credit's due. Get off your ass. Anyway, so we had our anniversary on the weekend and we were in transit coming back from the Hunter. I don't know if you've heard. I went to the Hunter last week.
Oh,
barely ever mentioned
you?
The show or post about it on social media.
Yeah.
So we decided, we'll just do gifts when we get back.
Cute.
So we don't want to, like, cart them around the country.
Yeah,
so it's a road trip style. So I had an interesting situation where I had picked what I was going to get Kalia. We talked about the fact that it was iron was the...
Yes, yep. You took it to the phones. You tried to get some help because you're like, besides just getting her an iron, what can I get her? And you were very keen on wrought iron because, as you famously said to Kalia once, if I ever come home with a wrought iron statue
sculpture, cut out.
Take the kids and run. Yes. Get out.
Leave me straight away.
Whereas I think they're quite cute. Mm. Love a little wrought iron magpie or
something. You would. Anyway, so I was going to get her Ned Brockman, who we had on the show before I went away.
You were going to get her Ned?
I was going to get her the book.
Oh,
she was
really, yes.
Like, here, there you go. Anniversary, have that. He's an iron man, whatever. Oh, no, I was going to get her iron tablets as well because she has low iron.
Yeah, that's...
She's a vegetarian.
Yeah, also.
So anyway, so then she went to New Zealand for the weekend to see her sister and bought the book and read it in the one weekend. I was like, great, what do I do now? Mm. I had to pivot. At the last minute.
Yeah.
And so not long before we went away, I jumped online and ordered her something that I thought she would love.
Yes.
A record player.
Mm.
Okay, sure.
She's wanted a record player.
Oh, she's wanted one for ages. You also wanted one?
No.
No. Okay, so purely a selfless gift.
Mate, why would I want a big plastic thing to play six songs when I can... It's all in here, mate. It's all in your phone.
Okay, okay.
And on
the
radio.
It's so funny how the turntables turn, isn't it?
Let's not get bogged down in the fact that it's a record player. You can ream me for that at another time.
Let's not get bogged down in bad puns.
No.
Anyway, so I ordered it and I received confirmation that they'd accepted my order.
A record player.
You know that that's automated. They just send back an email straight away bang. Yeah, we got you sorted.
It's on its way, buddy.
Yep.
How is that iron also?
So the wheels of steel is a turntable, and steel is iron is an important component of steel.
Wow.
She could also play Iron Maiden on there.
Yes, in the Garden of Eden, baby.
Mm. Anyway, so got my confirmation that they'd received it. Got an email saying, "Here's your tracking."
Yeah,
right. Went to the tracking, and it was at that stage where it's like, "Oh, the information has been passed to the carrier."
Oh, yeah.
The very first stage is they don't have the thing yet. Mm. They've just got the information.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then a day went past, and then sort of into the third day, I got another update on my tracking, and it was that the information has been passed to the carrier. Great. But there was a different timestamp, and it was sort of that night. Okay. So it was
question.
An update.
When you clicked buy, what was the expected delivery? Three to five days?
It actually didn't say. So I just thought, about a week or so. It's from an Australian company, so it surely couldn't be that far away. Anyway, so then another day went past, and I logged back in again just to see if they'd finally actually got the record player and put it in a box and sent it.
Yeah.
And I did have an update on my tracking, and it was that they'd received the information.
Oh, okay.
So for the third time across the course of a week that I'm not even in Geelong, so I don't know what's going on at my house, on my doorstep, whatever. I've had three updates and it's all the same update at different times. And I got to the point where I was like, okay, if this happens again, I'm going to lose and I'm going to lodge an inquiry. So I...
With the stewards.
So I waited another day, logged in, another update. Guess what, guys? They've received the information.
Oh, okay. This
so
is
I was
dangerous.
Like, all right, bank. So, okay, get on to customer service. Say, raise an inquiry. Mm-hmm. Please, guys, I've had the same update four times across a week.
Yep.
Have actually got it.
Did you write in capitals and exclamation points?
No, I didn't because I'm very...
Right, okay. So you stayed calm.
And then our neighbour... who lives around the corner, who was looking after our house, then messaged me and said, hey, that parcel's arrived. I've hidden it in the house for you. So the tracking was completely off the whole time.
Oh.
And it landed on the doorstep. Unfortunately, we had her like just looking after the house popping past, and I told her that there might be a package coming, so she was waiting for it, and so she managed to jag it before it sat there for like 4 days.
Oh, so you got it.
So I got it,
So they were updating them with the information, but not you with the information.
Yeah, so the tracking was wrong.
So this is a positive story. This is a happy ending.
How is this a positive story?
You got the thing in time.
I got the thing, but I didn't know I was getting the thing. And that.
Well, get over that. You got the thing. Tom,
Lingy, and Lockie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.